Despite the war in Iraq, it's business as usual in the United States. People are going to work, to school, to the mall. But the war is never far from the thoughts of many. Polls show that a majority of Americans support the war with Iraq. NPR's Ina Jaffe has reaction from across the country.
On the way to work, TV producer Peter Isaacson stopped in at a Winchell's Donuts near the Sony studio in Culver City.
Two devil's food and six of the donut holes.
He'd been ambivalent about the war, he said, hoping that diplomacy would make violence unnecessary.
The thing I grapple with every day and every night, and I really don't have a clear-cut feeling.
But according to national polls, since the president's ultimatum to Saddam Hussein, a lot of ambivalent Americans have decided to support the war, and Isaacson's one of them.
I will support it, and I think everybody should, because that's, if we're Americans and we value our freedom, then this is what we do.
Things are rarely that uncomplicated for high school kids. At Lenape Valley Regional High School in Stanhope, New Jersey, senior Joe McMahon spent most of the day getting updates on the war off the TV at school. He definitely supports the war, he says, but...
I think the job should have been done the first time in the early 90s, so we waited too long. Colin Powell pulled the troops out instead of going after Saddam. I think he should have just ended it right there.
In a restaurant near Chicago, attorney Kara Levinson was discussing the war over lunch with friends. Now that the shooting started, she hopes the whole thing is over as quickly as possible. Still, she's troubled by questions the Bush administration has not, to her mind, answered.
I don't understand the selection process. Why Saddam Hussein? There are other dictators in the world, but given how we're perceived in the world, all of the trouble in the Middle East, why we're taking on Saddam Hussein at this point when there was no definitive information that he has chemical and biological weapons. If we're going to play policemen about internal issues, why didn't we do it at the time that he was gassing the Kurds? Why now?
No such questions tormented Rick Falk as he picked over the LA Times and a bowl of grits at Farmer's Restaurant in the Southern California town of Inglewood. A picture in the paper of an F-117A stealth aircraft had caught the attention of the former Lockheed employee.
We build this. Make me feel real good. This should help get the war over it real fast.
And however long it takes, now that the war's started, Falk says everyone should get with the program.
Now, all this protesting they had last night and everything, I think that was wrong, real wrong. We should go along with the war.
Another customer, Donald Carey, agreed that getting rid of Saddam Hussein was a worthwhile goal. His one outstanding concern, he said, was that the Bush administration do the job right.
I wish this president go ahead and do what we did in World War II with Japan and Germany. Set up the government, set up things properly so that people be free. I don't want him to just stop here. I want him to go ahead and finish the job.
Carey says he's confident of victory, but winning the war will not be enough. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.